Now, fourthly and lastly, why dana should be given. And this introduces the very important question of motive. Some people give, sometimes giving on the grand scale, for the sake of reputation. And I'm sorry to say this is very, very common in India. You get big business people, millionaires, multimillionaires, subscribing large sums for hospitals and dispensaries. But they always say quite openly, quite blatantly, in fact, my name must be there. Huh? And it must be named after them. And sometimes they give on this express condition. It sometimes is put in writing that if they donate so much money, then the building which is erected will be named after them. It's usually a very long name, about four long words. Huh? And this is the sort of thing which does happen. Other people, more religious people, they may give, they may be generous, with the idea that after death they'll go to heaven, that they're laying up treasure in heaven for themselves. Huh? Well, according to Buddhism, this isn't a very noble idea. Buddhism does teach that, yes, if you lead a virtuous life, you will get the reward of it later on, but you shouldn't really lead the virtuous life with that sort of motive. So the Bodhisattva gives simply and solely so that he may be helped by his generous action, by the destruction of greed which it brings about, to gain enlightenment, not just for his own sake, but for the sake, for the benefit of all living beings. And this brings us now from dana, or giving, to dana paramita, the perfection of giving, transcendental giving. The word paramita literally means that which conveys to the other shore. In other words, the other shore of nirvana, the unconditioned, the absolute, the void. Strictly speaking, there's only one paramita. We do speak of six or ten, but strictly speaking, there's only one paramita, and this is wisdom, prajna. Prajna, or wisdom in the sense of direct realization, experience of the voidness, shunyata, reality itself. So dana paramita really means dana, the practice of giving, the practice of generosity, conjoined with the experience of shunyata, the experience of reality. And for this reason, dana, true dana, dana paramita, is often technically referred to as trimandari parishuddha, of a threefold circle of purity. Huh? And the threefold circle of purity is that in the act of giving, there's no idea of self. There's no idea that I am giving. There's no idea of a recipient, that I'm giving to him or to her. And there's no idea of the act of giving, that I am giving. But this doesn't mean that there's a state of blankness, a state of stupidity, as it were, of unconsciousness, as it were. There's perfect awareness, clear awareness, if you like, absolute awareness. But the giving is natural. The giving is spontaneous. The giving is inexhaustible. It's a giving, one may say, out of the depths of one's own inner experience of reality, one's own oneness with the spirit of compassion, in accordance with the needs of sentient beings.